Customization, transparency, profit. The HedgeBetter sports betting platform is a revolutionary concept that creates a competitive advantage for every party involved in the sports betting process. We are putting the odds in your hands, cutting out the middleman, and empowering a future generation of sports bettors. Look for the HedgeBetter sports betting platform coming in 2023. In the meantime, visit us at www.hedgebetter.com, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, and subscribe to the HedgeBetter YouTube channel.
Episode 100. We made it. Triple digits. Welcome to Steel and Naz, brought to you by HedgeBetter. Okay, Jay Fine here.
Yup, sir. Boys tonight. How are you doing, boys? Honored to be here.
Magic was too afraid to show up. Episode 100 was just too much for him.
Literally cowered out. Literally.
We're at a headquarters tonight in Braintree, Massachusetts. Tonight we have a huge show here as, you know, we've been going for 3+ years on these airwaves. A little bit, you know, different airwaves from year to year. But it's great to be in the position where we're at. Probably episode 100 here. Probably have had over 80 guests on the show. Tonight we're going to run a no guess, which I think like will bring up some memories here of, you know, going through these first 100 episodes. Afterwards, we'll have our, you know, Patriots talk of, you know, the first half recap along with the rest of the way of the NFL. Patriots versus Jets preview, big time game at Gillette on Sunday afternoon. And we also got the rest of the NFL week 11 slate, I believe, with the bye week. Celtics best record in the NBA.
Pretty good. Yep.
Bruins best record in the NHL. That's a surprise there. Celtics a little more ugly. We'll talk about that a little bit. A little bit of some free agent buzz on Steel's end, and I'll talk about my journey through Austin, Texas last week of, you know, seeing some Big 12 action, some TCU Texas football. And, yeah, before we lead it off, you know, if anyone wants to clear the air here, episode 100, man.
Triple digits. Yeah. Triple digits.
There's so many memories here. And
yes, thank you all for riding with us throughout this journey.
For sure.
It's been a blast.
You know, coming here from day one, you know, HedgeBetter, it's just been an unbelievable ride here. And, you know, I couldn't be happier to, you know, come in here every week. It's obviously kind of like a second, third job, but I think it's just so much fun coming in here, talking about stuff you want to talk about.
That's the funnest one.
The next one.
Yeah. Much better than the others.
Yeah, so we'll lead it on into our talk here. All right, let's get started here. 100th episode remembrance here. So, you know, thinking of some great times. I wish Magic was here, man, because he's got a lot of moments here that involved that I remember first out of the hand, probably not even 10 episodes in. He fights in Rough and Rowdy down in Providence, Rhode Island. We all got there, got a hotel room, like went out boozing, saw Magic Mike won. You know, got to meet, I think David Andrews was in the stands. You got all the Barstool people. Like, you had Portnoy, you had Stu Finer in front of our faces.
The whole run for that was just hilarious. The videos, like, everything for it was hysterical.
From, you know, Magic getting his blog written. Just great sights to see. You know, there's been a lot of different ones. Even just this past September, our first true road game, Zay Flowers, despite BC being like 3-7 or something, is having a phenomenal season.
He looks great.
Yeah, should be a first or second round draft pick. But going on to Chestnut Hill, we were all there for that. Really class, like kid had a lot of class. But you know, even from just driving there, me and Craig go to Canes after. Just really crushed it all the way through.
I think one thing I remember, too, that was just funny to me, and I didn't even make the episode, but when Chris Mattino got, like, rocked by fucking Sean O'Malley, like, it was just like, yo, DM him, see what we get. And legit, then it was just like, the guy was the next day, like, I can be on, like, tomorrow.
Legit, we were all on benders at a friend's couch, and we just saw this guy get absolutely killed, but did not go down. I think he ended up getting technically knocked down in the third round.
With, like, a minute left, it was cowardly.
And I DM'd, like, his management group, and like the next day I got like, yeah, he'll come on Wednesday. I'm like, guys, we're in, like, let's go.
I actually think it was that day. Like, I think they were like, he's good for like 7 o'clock like tonight, and I was just like, well, I can't get work off in like an hour. Like, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, we jumped on it. I feel like, you know, there's obviously,
but you guys got it done,
a lot more like upper scale professional athletes we've had on, but the spur of the moment, that had to be number one in terms of,
like,
oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Definitely.
I think favorite guest, I'll go with local right now. which I thought his story was really cool. Doug Scott ended up being the Quincy High basketball player all time. Long story short, fails off the team senior year, didn't go to the college he wanted to play basketball. So he's learning from it, and he is the head coach now at Quincy College, and they're an absolute powerhouse. Started the program from nothing. So, you know, I think it's a real teachable moment. That's one of my favorite interviews.
Yeah, that and like Zolak was in the seat I'm sitting in, which was pretty insane.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah. Sweating bullets.
Oh, he was dying in here. And I feel that because I've been dying in here many a time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's hot under these lights, people.
Oh, yeah.
Not a joke.
I'm just trying to think, even like back in the Mass Music Radio days, like meeting Bobby Lang for the first time. We've had him on probably 5-6 times now. I mean, damn, he's got his own podcast here whenever he shows up. But, you know, meeting him for the first time, having him come. I remember we spelt his name wrong on the
that was a thing,
the graphics, and it was a huge thing. We had to, like, delete it all. I think an I was in front of the A, and then we had to get it all.
Yeah, because he was like, this happens with all of my friends. Like, he was like, they'll be all over it. Like, change it. We were like, all right, fuck.
So, yeah, that was a great one.
Shout out, Bobby.
Which I think so.
Johnny Damon. I love Johnny Damon. That was a good one, especially when he took time off from, like, his date with his wife to, like, come on the show.
Anniversary dinner.
Yeah, yeah, that was awesome, yeah.
And then I think we had like a trial error. We went through like 10 episodes. So if you want to say it, technically this is like a 110 to 112, but we're going with 100. Our first guest of the whole 100 was Coach Reed from All-Star Baseball Camp. If you're a Quincy, Mass guy, he had a camp growing up and it was like every day was like an absolute dogfight.
Yeah, if you don't know that camp, you're a loser. Straight up.
Yeah, so that was number one.
Great guy. Shout out Coach Reed.
I'm trying to remember if
meet
I could
him on again.
Mark DeLuca, I think, was next. Like, I can just keep going. Like,
yeah, we had a big boxing MMA run for a while.
Yeah, I think the coolest part about it is that we didn't just like stick to boxing. We went like all.
Oh yeah, it was
you
a,
know
it was
football.
A little bit better
than, yeah. You name it, AJ Dillon. Like I said, Zay Flowers. Bunch of media guys. We've kind of gone a little away from the media guys because we want to do our own thing. But, you know, you get a guy like Scott Zolak, you got to have him in the seat.
Yeah. Former QB. I mean, we definitely got the, like, I don't know, like the media guys like you would want to interview. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? I agree. Tony Mazz still on the list. That prick. yes.
He's quiet.
So 100 episodes, man. I hope we can take this as long as it goes.
100 more. 200 more. 300 more.
The next
Infinity.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, great to see. Wish Anton Magic and big shout out to Showtime. Showtime is in Hawaii right now doing big things.
Legitimate excuse from Craig. Other two are just fucking
probably at the pub.
Most likely.
Yeah. All right, we'll lead it on now. Maybe we'll get back to that later. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Patriots first half of the season started off 5-4, fourth place in the AFC East, but good enough for seventh in the AFC. Right now they're clinching to the final wild card spot. I mean, just out of the gate here, sitting at 5-4, and we think they should have been even better.
Yeah,
but also like not too much like exponentially better. Like the Bears' loss was the only one that was like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
So you
like schedule wise,
you counted off Miami.
Week
lost,
one,
lost
they
all
had
the way.
Tyreek Hill,
lost
yeah.
all the way.
Yeah.
Baltimore, you could have won that game, but they were just better than you in the fourth quarter when you weren't.
Yep.
And then what was three?
You would have thought preseason we would have lost to the Packers, but we almost beat the Packers.
Oh, yeah. So that we were playing with house money in that game.
Yeah. Right.
And, so the only one, my only complaint, obviously, is the Bears. So that might come back and hurt them later in the year. But if you're talking about, you know, head-to-head, they got a lot of big games coming up with the Bengals.
Oh, it gets ugly.
Yeah,
that schedule's tough.
The Jets, I mean, you talk about the Bills are sitting at 6-3 now with a tough loss to the Vikings. You know, it's going to be tough going forward. Let me bring up their schedule right now, see, like, we can just go game by game of what we think.
Yeah, they got a gauntlet coming up the second half of the year. They really did need to maximize, like, their potential the first half of the season. That's why, like, losses like the Bears, like, crush you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you got all tough teams coming up.
So I'm thinking, 5-4, so I'm thinking to make the wild card, you probably have to be 10-7.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Probably have to be 10-7, and, you know, 9-8 might get you in.
Stuff.
Yeah, so you look at these last, so they're 5-4, these last eight games here. So they got the Jets Sunday. That could be a W, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Vikings, we think a win or loss.
Prime time.
Prime time, Vikings, Thursday night football, Thanksgiving night.
Kirk Cousins shits himself.
Is it in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Shits himself.
I'm taking the Pats strictly out of prime time.
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots in that one.
Like just Kirk Cousins blowing it. Yeah. Like, the Vikings are a better team, like, all that. Like, yeah. Kirk Cousins, you put him under the lights.
So you're sitting at 2-0 there. I think the Bills at home the following Thursday, I think that's a loss, so 2-1. Cardinals, I think you have them that they're a disappointing team this year. They'll be 3-1. Raiders have been an embarrassment. They kind of had you numbered during the preseason, so I think the Patriots can be ready for that. You go 4-1. And then you got Bengals and Dolphins. Just say they split that 5-2. And then Bills game, that could mean a lot. So just say if they lose 5-3. So that's the number we got to get to, 5-3. This is 10-7 gets you in the playoffs.
Yep. Very possible. Very possible. And if they keep playing like a shaky Josh Allen, see what happens with
I know.
That arm injury is definitely definitely. It's there.
And then do you see the before we get into the picks later? It's supposed to be 6 feet of snow this weekend.
Yeah, they're
Buffalo.
Getting crushed in Buffalo this weekend.
Like, how do, I wouldn't even play him. If you're just going to hand off the ball all the time?
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in there.
I wouldn't even put him in there.
Yeah, just shit happens in those games. Yeah. Like, you have no idea.
Brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, drink of water here, ladies and gents.
Sure, that's water.
What has been the best part of the season outside of the Patriots? I think for me, it's been, despite their loss last Sunday, the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll should be up for Coach of the Year.
Should already have it in the bag.
This team should be nowhere. They should be a top three pick. They should be where the Raiders are. And Geno Smith has been unbelievable. They're running back. I said it all last week. They have weapons on the outside. Noah Fant coming over from the Denver Broncos, tight end position. Their defense is playing exceptionally well. That's a team for me that I think has really, you know, explored their horizons and really has, you know, they're leading the NFC West.
Yeah, no, they've been having a great year. And I think, I honestly think, and I usually hate Philly, but I love that Eagles team. They're a great watch.
Yeah.
Hurts is unreal. Has been all year. They're definitely up there in my highlight. And another highlight I have, though, is also the rise of Justin Fields. Because I like Ohio State, and I mean... The past like 3 or 4 weeks, that kid's on fire.
I mean, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, he sucked.
Yeah, seriously.
He was ready to be like, do we like write him off? Like the talks on like the talk shows were at that point.
Because they're playing to his strengths now. They're playing him like Baltimore plays Lamar Jackson. Hey, if you see a seam, go for it. And then that opens up the play action game if you're afraid of this guy running every play.
Yeah. Yeah. Let the running quarterback run.
And another team to keep an eye on just took them today at plus 1,500 to win the Super Bowl. 3-5 2 weeks ago, you take down a good team on paper in the Rams, and you take down the team we were just raving about, Seattle, last week. Tom Brady, 2-0 since divorced. He's back. Put enough to win like $2,000 on it. I'm just ready to rock with this Tampa team. I think they're going to get healthy and ready at the right time. You watch maybe an offensive line. Are we passing trade deadline yet? I think it's this week.
It might be. I don't know.
No, trade deadline passed.
Passed.
It did pass. Yep. Yeah. It was last week.
So we're waiting. So maybe they'll get a healthier offensive line. That's the only thing I'm worried about. They have some running backs here behind Leonard Fournette where they're kind of giving him a little bit more of a leeway to, you know, only have 15, 20 a game. But what I saw from Tampa last week was I think they're back. Yeah, I mean, they have an easy schedule. Even 9-8 will get them in through the division.
You're not going to suck all year with Tom Brady.
No.
It's just not going
to
happen.
No, and they're shoo-in to win that NFC South. Like, nobody's going to challenge them down there.
But that's my point. Like, they're going to play – just think about going forward for a second. So if they get the last place division, winner, they're going to play, like, the Giants or someone, like, who's not really proven the playoffs. Easy win. Tom Brady going on the road versus any team in the NFC, I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
And then NFC Championship game, welcome to Tom Brady's world.
Yeah. Like, that's the way it wants to be.
Boom.
Put it in Lambo, I dare you. Not that it will be, because they suck.
Yeah.
Speaking of
upsetting teams this year, I think you look early on in the Los Angeles Rams are for one, you know, coming off a Super Bowl championship last year. Now they're 3-6. I think off a bye week, too. They lost last week, but the bye week before.
Yep.
Just a disappointing team. Matt Stafford seems to be going back to his Detroit ways. And
Cops hurt now, so like their season's probably toast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, not that it was gonna go like anywhere really, but like that probably is the kill shot.
Should be. AFC says look promising. I'm trying to think more of the So AFC West, oh yeah, Russell Wilson has been horrible.
Oh yeah, and of course the Raiders. Awful.
That's probably the disappointing. Yeah, the Raiders too.
The Raiders are probably
so AFC West probably most disappointing out of those two teams there. Chargers playing better football. Lost the other night.
Yeah, well,
they look good.
They got annihilated by injuries. By like week. Like,
they do every year.
They really do. That defense falls apart every single year to injuries. It's crazy.
Like I think week one, Keenan Allen went down and fucking Herbert got like three broken ribs. Yeah. It's just like, dude, like it's week one, man. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, we'll move on into our NFL week 11 here as the Patriots are going to be hosting the 6-3, did I get that correct? The 6-3 Jets coming to Gillette Stadium Sunday afternoon. And, you know, despite them losing the Patriots, they came back the next week and defeated the Bills late in the game. Zach Wilson looked a little bit different than, I mean, a lot different. Didn't make as many mistakes. I don't think they really put him in position to. But for me, this game comes down simply to the turnover battle, as, you know, dumb and bland as that sounds. Whoever turns over the ball more in this game will lose.
Oh, 100%.
I think there's no question about that. There's two quarterbacks and Mac Jones, still not sold on him. I told you about my take about him 2 weeks ago. I kind of would rather Bailey Zappe in there, but that's a conversation for a different day. Both shaky quarterbacks. This is going to be a defensive front battle. You saw what the Patriots did to a heartless Colts team 2 weeks ago. Actually, shout out to the Colts, by the way, too. Ursay picking up his nuts and just
feed me Jeff Saturday.
Hey, Jeff Saturday, are you trying to coach? And they won.
The best part of that was like, I think it's a Jeff Saturday quote. He was like, yeah, I literally asked him like why I'm up for this job. Like, why am I an option?
I know we're switching things right now, but I thought the coolest part about it was he didn't tell anyone all week that Matt Ryan was playing, because obviously Matt Ryan's the best quarterback they have on their roster, and then the game off, they're like, yeah, Matt Ryan is starting right
quarterback.
Now.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah. So I love to see that. But on the Patriots-Jets side, I just feel it comes down to the turnover battle. It comes down to, you know, all three phases of the game. I feel like special teams is going to have to make a big play, whether it's punting, you know, recovering fumbles, something
Bailey
like that.
Looking at you.
Mondre Stevenson has been the best player on offense all season for the Patriots.
I mean, I just think – like, that's huge, and I genuinely think the Pats are going to win it because Bill Belichick just had a bye week to figure out someone he has absolutely figured out, like, 1,000,000,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think Zach Wilson is going to be in an absolute body bag this week.
Until the Patriots, like, completely drown and go down, I just don't, like, any week ever, I don't see how I could ever take the Jets over the New England Patriots. I just don't see it. I have logic as to why I think the Patriots are going to win this game. But I just think it's going to come to limited turnover battle, like I've said three times now.
One thing I need to see right now, though, is Judon was pretty much maybe not as good, like number, like exact number wise, but he had a lights out first half of the season last year.
Yeah,
and then he fell off completely.
Yeah, I think he got a little injured last year. He's got to stay healthy. Like, that's a big key. And like, I really want to see Mac Jones like play well. Like, you know, like, regardless of who you think should be the starting quarterback, like, I think it speaks volumes that Mac Jones has not had like a signature like good performance this year. He's been shaky, I feel like, in all of his games. And that last Jets game, like that pick six that got called back,
that changed
everything in that game. So we lucked out. Yeah,
Zappe gets the next snap if that didn't get called back.
100%. Yeah,
that pick was
when Mac Jones plays quarterback. Nick Folk fantasy owners win.
Your boy.
Seriously.
Your boy. It's been unreal.
You throw Bailey Zappe in there, that number goes down.
Yeah.
You look at it.
2-0 versus Naz this year. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, still leading in first place, but who cares?
Moral victories. I'll see you in the playoffs.
Gotta get there first. So prediction time. So I said the Patriots are going to win. I don't think it's going to be easy at all. I think it's going to be one of those boring, again, games where it just goes back and forth with the punt battle, the field position, the who's going to turn over the ball. I just think when it comes down to it, the Patriots just are more ready for Zach Wilson than the Jets are more ready for, you know, getting Mac Jones to turn the ball over. So I'm taking Pats in a cold game. I think it should be like 30-something degrees.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm thinking 27-21.
And then I'm going to go a little lower than you. I'm going to say 24-17.
Okay. 24-17.
Both offenses are.
Ugh.
All right. I'm going to say 23-20. I think it's going to be like a nail-biter game. For some reason, I feel like the Jets are going to put up a fight. Like, I think at the end we'll come away with the victory, but I don't know. I see them having a little bit of a fire under them.
I kind of see it a little bit like the last game where like the final score is close.
Yeah.
But it's like watching it, like we won by like 5, I think, in the first game. But like that game wasn't that close. Like we watched
right.
it.
Jets fans are the worst, by the way. They thought they were going to like murder us last game.
Yeah, they thought they were going to do what Buffalo did to us in the playoffs, which like they actually did because that team's nasty.
Yeah, but,
Bills,
the Bills are for real. Yeah. I still don't believe in the Jets yet. We'll see about that. Do you got a final score?
Yeah, I said 23-20.
23-20? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're all pretty, you know, low score, legitimately close here.
Yeah.
We're looking at an over-under of 38, so I think we're all over. We're all over.
Huh.
Pretty
wow.
much.
Wow.
Interesting. So 38. That's a low over-under.
So rip the over, guys. Yeah. Rip it. Speaking of ripping it, NFL Week 11 picks now. I'm going to start with mine after a great performance on Monday Night Football. The Washington football team, the Commanders, knocked off the undefeated 8-0 Eagles. And, people are kind of giving Taylor Haneke shit because he was kind of the guy who was in the team project, but it didn't really do anything, got an A. That's what they were kind of comparing to.
Yeah.
But this defense is pretty good. And if both East divisions, NFC East, AFC East, pretty good records here. Terry McLaurin with a big-time catch last week.
He had a huge game.
They're on the road against the shitty Houston Texans. They're only favored by 3. Washington's only favored by 3 points. I'm going to take the Commanders here. Nice 1 o'clock game.
Not bad.
Check that out on Red Zone because, you know, we'll be watching Pats, Jets.
Mine, I was talking them up. I'm going to ride with the Chicago Bears and Justin Fields.
Ooh.
3-point dogs. Yeah. I think they finally figured out that offense. They're playing Atlanta. Atlanta's shaky at best. Marcus Mariota's not a gimme any week. And I think Fields will light that defense. I mean, he's having one of the best rushing seasons a quarterback's like ever had.
Yeah.
I
think he's going to run right through that.
Yeah,
defense.
My only fault with that is like the Bears literally traded their whole defense.
Yeah, but Mariota's not the guy that's going to torch you. They're going to get torched. I don't think he's the guy that does it, though.
Speaking of fantasy, you need my boy Cordarrelle to wake up.
Not this week. Not this week.
Well, no, let him get like 14 and then like, you can be good. How about over 49 on that too? Parlay it up.
Why not? Let it rip.
Yeah.
Let it ride. Yeah.
100th episode. Don't hold anything back.
I'll take the Dallas Cowboys on the road, 1.5 point road favorites in Minnesota. I really like Minnesota. I actually like picked them as my dark horse team this year. I bet them to win the NFC North. But I just think, you know, they're due for a loss. The best time to get a team is at coming off of a big win, and that's as big of a win as it gets last week in Buffalo. Cowboys are going to look to bounce back after that poor performance in Green Bay.
Yeah, tough loss.
A lot of pressure on Dak. I think he responds well. I think they go into Minnesota, and that defense gets the job done.
They're playing at 4:25, too. That's, like, too close to prime time for
middle, middle curve. Yeah. Middle curve. What do we do there? Yeah. What do we do there?
Yeah. No, he's the king of 1 o'clocks. If the Vikings make the Super Bowl, they should play at one o'clock.
Yeah, like petition it. Yeah, stand outside of fucking NFL headquarters. Put it at 1.
Let's go. So that's it for this week of football. We're now going to move into the current game going on right now as the Boston Celtics are cruising their way to another win over a legitimate, at least record-wise, team in the Atlanta Hawks. They're going to jump to 12-3. They're up by about 30 points with a minute left to play. And, you know, seeing this team over the weekend, seeing them play up and down, even with their backs against the wall against the Thunder after a tough, awful tech call with Tatum, this team is an absolute wagon.
That ref should have been fined,
yeah,
if not fired.
Fired.
You know what, for me, like this team, like the Celtics, the way last season ended, like I was like, look, you got there's going to be two options coming into this year. They're either going to completely fall apart and like dismantle as an organization, at least this group of people will, or they're going to pull like what the Spurs pulled after Ray Allen and the Heat came back and beat them. And then the following year, they came as a team on a mission, ran their way through the NBA regular season, ran their way through the playoffs. Like, I think that's what the Celtics are going to do this year now. I mean, they've clearly showed that whatever happened to them last year made them stronger. And yeah, I love the offseason additions. Guys like Malcolm Brogdon, like,
oh, absolutely.
A great
pickup. Looks great.
Yeah, I think it's a good team ready to go.
They've been like so deep too that like Peyton Pritchard hasn't been able to play. And with these past couple games with Brogdon out, Pritchard has gotten some time, like tonight, 5 for 7, 4 from 6 from the 3-pointer, 14 points. So even you got a guy like Luke Kornet, who I don't hate anymore.
Yeah.
He's like 10 and 7. He's jumping at like the free throw line when people taking threes.
Dude. Can't be stopped.
Hauser.
Hauser's a 3-point god.
He's not even just a 3-point god though. He's great on defense.
Yeah,
like he is becoming an NBA player.
Well, I feel like you can't play on that team and like not play defense.
No, you're done.
Like the rest of that team is going to be like, dude, if you don't play defense, like you're just not, you're, like, you're not a member of this franchise.
I feel bad for Blake Griffin because he can't do either.
Yeah,
like he can't. I don't know how much longer he'll be on the team, whether he's just there to be a locker room guy, which I would love that if they just kept him as a locker room guy. But.
Yeah. Did you see Pritchard's comment? They were like, what's your like relationship with like Blake Griffin? And he like at the podium was just like, oh, I actually hate that guy.
That's unbelievable. But leading the way, Jason Tatum, I think he's now the betting odd favorite. I know it's, you know, we're talking about 15 games in the season here, that he's the betting favorite to win MVP. Jaylen Brown, who, you know, is their second guy, who one of the best 1-2 punches in the league.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like our second guy is as good as many first guys.
Oh, yeah.
Even just seeing these guys with confidence, man, like Grant Williams taking threes in people's faces. I saw that tonight while I was watching the game before I came in here. But, seeing him do that, you would never seen him do that 2 years ago. Derek White just taking it to the rim on people. Like, what's going on?
He's frustrating me a lot less than he was for a bit of last year. There were times in, like, the playoffs last year. It's like, Derek, buddy.
Remember that one game, though, he just, like, went off?
Yeah, remember that game? He went, like, 1 for 14.
Yeah, people forget,
was ready
though.
To... No.
So, overall, great showing from the team.
And they've beat some pretty legitimate teams. They've played, like, the hardest part of their schedule. I think they have one of the easier schedules remaining for, like, the year.
That's great to hear. I mean, they've already played Cleveland twice, lost to Cleveland both times.
Who actually look legit, though.
They look very
legit.
That
sounds worse, because, the Cavs have sucked for,
No, that's a scary
LeBron.
Team, despite losing four in a row right now. Donovan Mitchell, that might have been the trade of the offseason.
Yeah.
I think he's totally made that team, a different, type of element of, oh, we're not just playing the Cavs tonight, to your point. Like, this team's for real now. They got a bunch of young stars and Darius Garland, who's the other guy there.
They have a couple guys, and I keep forgetting their names.
Me too. And then Milwaukee's obviously going to be there. Took down Atlanta tonight. See, until the Heat and Sixers make their way, which they will, it's early on, I don't see too many teams that are, gunning for the Celtics besides the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I am an absolute 76er hater, but, that game Embiid had the other night was absolutely ridiculous.
It was, what do you have,
like 59, 16, 8-8 or some shit like that.
I mean, he's the best.
It was all time.
He's the best big man in the game. It's not even a discussion.
It was something crazy. I forget the exact stats.
He
had a night.
They put, who is it? Karl Anthony Towns and who's it?
Rudy Gobert.
And Rudy Gobert together now on the same team. And they can't even hold Embiid's junk.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. No. Rudy Gobert stinks.
They both.
If we traded for Rudy Gobert, I would legitimately hate that.
Oh, he's your defensive player of the year because you're 7'2"?
Yeah.
And you just grab rebounds? Stinks.
They're in all the sabermetric stats, the Timberwolves have gotten worse defensively by
crazy.
Adding Rudy
crazy.
Gobert.
That's nuts because I think Anthony Edwards, too, is coming on as a premier player in the NBA.
No, yeah, and even he's been we kind of suck because that guy is, great interview. One of the best interviews in the game.
Yeah. What do we got for this weekend? We got the Celtics are on the road. Pretty sure they're on the road. On the road against the New Orleans Pelicans, Chicago Bulls, and they come home to play Luka. So Luka the night before Thanksgiving, that could be a – I feel like every game Luka's just nailing a buzzer beater on us. So hopefully that can change.
Yeah, that would be cool.
$101 lowest ticket to get in there to see Luka. Tell me right now in the NBA, people don't like to see him play.
Yeah.
Oh, he's electric.
He's not. Fuck Karen.
It's a guy.
My bartender. He's probably going to be there Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. He might be at the game. He might not even be there at the bar.
Yeah, true, true.
Speaking of teams to go to the bar for, the Boston Bruins, 14-2.
Lights out, baby.
Best team in the NHL. Who saw this? I'm sorry. I know you're huge. You're the biggest fan of the Boston Bruins.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
we're winning the cup. We're not going to go 14-2.
Did
I didn't
see
that.
This coming. Did not see this coming.
I mean, I didn't expect Ullmark to, like, literally, like, be, like, the Vezina winner. Like, leading it so far, I should say. Lindholm should win the Norris Trophy as well, currently.
16 games in.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, currently. Like, that's how good they've played.
Pasternak's leading, like, every offensive statistical category for them. Yeah, to your point, Linus Ullmark. Unbelievable. But the fact that this team just has so much chemistry that, you know, how long can that just build you on for? Because you get Krejci back, Bergeron contemplating retiring, comes back. You get everyone in the woodwork now. Marchand off injury, McAvoy off injury.
Dude, the training camp, Bergeron walked in and said, one more. And every person in that locker room bought fucking in.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, God bless that man.
And then we keep we go back on all the time, but hey, it was Lindholm, dude. If they didn't have him, this is what I give Sweeney credit for, and probably only this of his entire, you know, GM career. If you didn't get him and you didn't sign him to that contract last year, you would have been screwed. You could have been talking about 2-14.
Biggest move.
How
by
bad
Miles.
Their defense would have been.
Yeah, biggest move by Miles that he's made.
Swayman returned to practice today. Maybe we'll give Linus, you know, some breathers. I think they only played Keith Kincaid, who got called up from Pravi. I think he only played like one game.
He did one, but he did all right.
He did all right. Yeah. I didn't see the game. But, you know, they've taken down teams like Calgary. They've been beating some really good teams.
Oh, yeah. No, they've played like they're there.
Yeah, Buffalo's not bad this year. Who else? Kind of shitty record there. Lose to Toronto. Toronto was their last loss. Beat the Rangers. Beat Pittsburgh. Oh, that Pittsburgh game was the best game of the year so far. Down
five
three,
miles.
Was it down three goals?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they came back, won in overtime. Oh, unbelievable start there. I'm hoping to see more here because I think out of all the teams now that I've seen, like obviously the Celtics going to the championship last year was great to see. If they could have won, that would have been even better. And like every team in Boston, I would be like, oh, I'm pumped to see win. But the Bruins with this crew, this is what you want the most.
Absolutely.
This, for championships, we've seen six Super Bowl wins for the Pats. You know, the Red Sox have done well since 2004. This is it right here. I think this is the year to focus on the Bruins because you're not going to see this too much often going forward with, you know, all these guys contemplating retirement after the season. Pasternak's going to be a free agent. So you never know how many people you're going to get back of this crew next year. So I think it's something to remember. It's something to put into account that enjoy the moment because, you know, never know how long it's going to last.
Be devastated if Pasta like leaves, like obviously Bergeron and them, but that's like retirement. Like he's played for like 20 fucking years.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah,
like if they lose Pasta, I'm gonna be crushed.
And if you're Pasta and all these guys retire, like kind of makes sense.
I know.
Yeah. So I think it's his last year in Boston, personally. But
hate to see.
We'll see. Maybe Charlie Coyle can reel him in. Hey, Weymouth's pretty fun. Want to get a house next to me?
See what happens, yeah.
All right, moving on into Steel's Corner. Yankees with a big re-sign.
Anthony Rizzo. Back at first, baby.
Back at first.
It was a two-year deal, right?
Yes. Two-year deal. Free agency is about to get pretty nuts as all they opt out, Bogarts, Judge.
The Rizzo move was a massive move because the Astros like flat out came out and said that like signing Anthony Rizzo was like their number one thing they wanted to do in free agency.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, the Astros, like, came out and said that. So, that's probably what made the Yankees
Well, who's their
like,
first baseman? Gurriel? And he's a free agent?
Yeah, I believe so. And also, the Yankees were probably... I mean, the Astros were probably just like, fuck them. Like, give us that guy. To which the Yankees responded, fuck you. He's ours.
Speaking of Astros, Justin Verlander wins the AL Cy Young.
Yankee.
Wins the AL
Cy Young. Bring it right back at him.
How old is Verlander now? It's 40.
It's crazy.
He's still pitching at an elite level. Like, I remember being in, like, elementary school and that guy was going on.
It's all mechanics, man. That guy, he hasn't switched one thing.
I've hated that guy for so fucking long, man.
Crazy.
His surgery after surgery keeps bouncing back.
Then better. Dude, yeah. Last year was like the best year of his career, dude. Are you kidding me? Go away. Or come to the Yankees.
And then at one point in the World Series, just things like absolutely flipped. You knew Houston was going to win as soon as they went back to Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, good season by the Phils, but hopefully they don't pick up Bogarts, man. They keep talking about Phillies picking up Bogarts. I saw
something. Harper might need Tommy John.
Yeah, which is...
That's tough.
Which is nuts.
Very tough.
Well, no, he'll just DH again, dude. That's sick. Like later in the year.
You can do that now. Forgot about that.
And Toronto dumped
Teoscar Hernandez, who's an absolute motherfucker. So, like, smell ya.
Yeah, he smoked the Sox this year. I think he ruined all of our summers, at least the Red Sox fans.
He's a guy that, like, out of nowhere will hit, like, 12 home runs over, like, 7 days. And if you're, like, just, like, in the path of that 7 days, like, you don't stand
smoked.
A prayer.
Yeah. Absolutely smoked. New segment, Maz's Action here, just returned from Austin, Texas.
TCU.
Went to a TCU Texas game. I'm telling you, man, you know, primetime college football. If you're going to get to a game, like, get there. TCU Texas, TCU number 4 team in the nation against Texas. I was rooting for TCU because they were 7-point dogs on the road as the number 4 team in the nation, plus 250. Easy took that. But I decided to, you know what, be smart. I bought all Texas gear, sat in the nosebleeds with the real fans. Some guy next to me was just like, hey, you're in one of my seats. I've had season tickets for the last 10 years. I'm like, dude, we're in the last row of the stadium. Like, you've had season tickets
That guy's seat. You shouldn't have said a word.
You've had season tickets for the last 10 years, and this is where you're sitting? Like, what's that?
If you think you can win in a fight versus the guy who had season tickets last seat of fucking Austin Stadium, you're lucky you didn't get stabbed.
I know.
That guy has those tickets just to go fight.
You're lucky that guy didn't just beat the piss out of you.
Because it was 3-0 at halftime. It was a boring first half. It was actually pretty cold down there, too. I think game time was like 40 degrees.
Huh.
That's surprising.
Like, that's like 70 below for them.
Yeah. So, and then at halftime, I'm seeing, like, the TCU fans get heckled, and then you start seeing the fists go out. Like, Texas fans are motherfuckers, man. Like, I love the tradition. Austin, great spot. A lot of good barbecue, good food. Actually, you know, great Tex-Mex. They're known for that, Mexican food. Yeah, we had a shitload of that.
Tacos?
Tacos,
do we got? What type of tacos we got? Chicken, steak?
Chicken, steak, shrimp, you name it.
I'm talking to you, Adam Nazaro. What do we got here?
Above, man. what kind of business do you think that is, man? All above.
Can't just give out his taco order.
Well, I did. I'm trying to remember the names of the taco places. It's not coming to me now. One starts with a T, but I'm not going to get it. But overall, great game. We cashed out TCU 1 by 7 points. So plus 250 odds, nailed it. It wasn't even a question. Rookie quarterback, freshman quarterback, Texas, easy W.
Yeah, no, TCU's very legit. I think TCU, like, I don't really think they're a true championship. Like one of those four teams will smoke them, but, like, I think they stand a shot at it anyway. I think they might run the table, and they deserve to be in, I should say. If they run the table, they deserve to be.
What I got from it in, you know, college football playoff rankings now, I think it's Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, and
TCU
4. Yeah. What I saw from TCU is they're a very good defensive team, but they scored 3 points in the first half against Texas. Big 12 games, dude. Are you kidding me? Should have been 30-30 at half.
Hey, they can't all be like that.
No, but I'm telling you right now, if one of those teams plays any – team, if they make the college football playoff and they're going to be one of those Michigan State teams, they're going to be one of those four seeds that just gets absolutely pummeled by Georgia in the first round.
One year, of those teams is going to win.
Well, not this year.
Eventually.
And then you see other teams that I think are even more deserving. And I think USC has a great roster. Tennessee should be number 4 team. And they're not.
Tennessee deserved to get put back, like, not be like, maybe, like, they deserve to be in or get back in. Georgia punched them in the mouth
big time.
They should have been put back out of the fucking, like, they should have dropped out of it for a week or two,
for,
like,
a week or two. Yeah, but I,
like,
think
if they fight their way back in, I'm fine with that, but, like, you could not put them just at 4 after what happened.
I just hope when they get back in that they'll be like 3, because like I don't want to see Georgia and Tennessee unless Tennessee earns their way to the championship, because you know Georgia will be there. It just depends.
LSU lurking. That's a big LSU guy.
Yeah.
They're lurking hard.
Two lost teams, though. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to happen this year.
They're like seven.
Is Alabama still a one loss team?
Two.
Two.
They lost
two. LSU. But they're also like nine. Don't count it out.
See, yeah, don't count it out. That's tough. And this is what, Saban's last year, he said?
That would be so sick.
I think that was fake. I think that was a hoax.
It was a hoax?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. I was going to say, this is last year.
My prayers are right there for you, man. I cannot wait. Like, I was just talking about Verlander, Nick Saban's way more on my list of get the fuck out of my life. Like, way higher up.
Oh, boy. No, I just, at the end of the day, I just think you look at Tennessee, and Tennessee doesn't really have to play any more big games for the rest of the season, I don't think, right?
You see all the Georgia players shit on him, like on like Instagram or something?
Nick Saban?
No, the quarterback for Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Because he's like a 6-year guy or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And like, old. He was like, yeah, well, like, we'll see you again. And like, mad Georgia players just commented on it. Like, no, you fucking won't, dude. You're ancient. Like, they called him like Unc or something. Like, shut up, uncle. Like,
that's unreal.
They gotta now, have
if Georgia doesn't win at all this year, that's a huge upset. Whoever beats them, whether it's Ohio State or that's always the best game of the year, honestly. Ohio State, Michigan. Like, I don't even know who's going to win that this year. Michigan's looked impressive.
No, they're both great. That running back for Michigan's amazing.
Yeah,
Blake Corum.
He's up for the Heisman.
Yeah, he stands a shot at it. Because the reason his stats aren't like even where they go is because they've like 50-piece, like four teams. So,
yeah.
Like he doesn't play like the second half. And he still has like 1,400 yards and like 20 touchdowns.
I wonder who's in the lead. Is Hooker still in the lead of that?
It probably, like if you were to have it, it would probably be Stroud. Just because of what happened in Georgia, Tennessee, I would say.
Yeah, Stroud has had a good year.
And, like, Ohio State hasn't really been touched. Although they did struggle against Northwestern last year, so that could have pushed him back.
So it says
last week.
C.J. Stroud is growing lead over Hendon Hooker. Is Blake Corum the running back from Michigan?
Yes.
Yep. And then Drake Maihi, the quarterback from UNC, which is not going to come close.
Yeah, he's not going to win. Yeah. I respect that.
I think he's had a good year, though.
I mean, he must. I mean, yeah. You don't get there. You don't get there as a quarterback for UNC unless like that. Like he must be lighting it up.
He's breaking
UNC
records down there. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to. Oh, so Hendon Hooker is 24 years old.
That's ancient in college
football. Yeah, that's ancient.
Oh, younger than me. Ancient in college football.
Not younger than you. But younger than you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Come on, buddy. Put that one together.
Best
Simple
thing,
math.
Best thing we saw all week. Anyone got a big one for that?
Best thing I saw all week. I don't know. Actually, Louisville basketball. I was watching Duke, Kansas last night, and they just showed it during halftime. Louisville is 0-3 in basketball, and they're like the first team in like 70 years. They've lost all three games by 1 point.
Oh,
like they're 0-3 with a point differential of -3.
Oh boy,
that's tough.
that's brutal.
Very tough.
Like how do you both like that is demoralizing. Like you can't even act like you're like okay. Like don't worry, we'll bounce back. Like I would be livid.
Oh. I'd be smoked. Yeah. I'd be halfway down the street.
Yeah, no, I'd like.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely brutal.
Best thing I saw all week. I'll go back to my Austin trip. Had a nice little Sunday fun day on their little rainy. It's called Rainy Street or something. That was on there. They have this cool bar. It's called, forget the name. But you go in, like, there's a slide to get you downstairs. And then it's like an outdoor turf with a bunch of TVs in the back. So I was watching Vikings Buffalo there with, like, a bunch of Bills fans. And then next to me was a Jets fan and a Miami Dolphins fan. And then when that all unfolded with the fumble in the end zone, touchdown, and then the pick in the end zone, Patrick Peterson, the Bills fans fell down, and the Jets, Dolphins, and Patriot fan made an alliance.
Love that.
Which I'm not a big fan of that because we're going to have to play them this week. But
no, fuck them next week, but you got to take, you got to ride.
It's crazy because like me and the Buffalo fans just like traded ends, and they haven't even won anything yet. I mean, like the Patriots just ruled for all those years.
Yeah.
So it was like those three were just hoping we lost to anyone. Now we're on that side of we're hoping the Bills lose to anyone, regardless if they haven't won anything yet. But
no,
yeah.
They might not even win.
They
won't. Dolphins look great.
Dolphins look unbelievable.
Dolphins look great. There's no doubt about
it. It's legit a crack meet every time they play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. If we're counting Sunday, the best thing I've seen all week was that Vikings-Bills game. Like, I got to go back to it. That was probably the best football game of the year. Like, it's nice to see. Honestly, like, you know, especially during the Patriots bye week, it's nice to see some good football. Nice to see the Bills lose.
Oh, yeah. It was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It was just everything went well. And that Justin Jefferson catch, actually. I'll take it a step further. That catch by Justin Jefferson, that was
might have been the best I've ever seen.
Believable.
Yeah, as good literally. As Odell Beckham's? I think so, because it meant more.
That was the game.
Yeah, it was game.
I would even argue, like, just the nature of it, the fact that, like, Odell Beckham's catch was impressive, but he didn't have to fight the defender for it.
Oh,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like, Jefferson literally ripped that from a defender with, like, one hand. Like, that was unbelievable.
I mean, I don't think anyone should really deny that Justin Jefferson is probably the best receiver in football.
100%.
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, him and Tyreek Hill's having a good year, but you think about one-on-one, you know, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is just fast.
I think Tyreek Hill's just a freak athlete.
Yeah.
But Justin Jefferson's probably a better pure receiver.
Yeah. Agreed. I mean, at that point, it's
not Diamond slandering, yeah.
Like you got Adams, like, you got Hopkins, you got them all. Good players. Jamar Chase, when he comes back.
Yeah.
It'll be scary. So episode 100, we're going to wrap up on that. Can't wait for the next 100 more. Guests will be incoming. Just overall great success here. Justin, appreciate everything you do. I'm glad you came on to Waves for the night. Great stuff.
No, honestly, I'm glad. I'm super happy to be here. And real quick, just want to say to you guys, like, obviously, like, I appreciate the hell out of you guys, like, everything you do. Like, you guys are, like, by far, like, one of the best podcasts. Like, you guys work your ass off. Like, I have a great time with you guys. And, like, it's clear to see why you guys have made it 100 episodes, because, like, you hustle, you're dedicated, you're entertaining, you have good guests, you do everything the right way. And it's only a matter of time before your name's up there with the part of my takes of the world. So really do appreciate you guys.
We're almost
building a
day.
Love having you here, for sure.
Yeah, so, man.
Thank you, brother. Love to be here.
Appreciate that. Yeah. You think about 100 episodes, man. I remember Grinnelli coming on one time saying the average to a podcast is 6. And, like, I don't know, just getting there to 100 just year after year. You think about how many times – I thought about that today. How many times you leave your house to come here. And now it's over 100 times.
Over 100.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Folks, want to thank you for tuning in once again. Hedge Better, Justin, for making this all possible. Big shout out to Slide Edge Fitness Performance. Big Craig Kelly there. I think he's going to the Patriots game Sunday. Hopefully he gives him good luck. And offices of Patrick J. Foley. Patrick up to, you know, big things, seeing him on his Instagram platform. Good stuff over there. Stay tuned for our Thursday night picks this week. They've been pretty rough this year, but if you don't follow Anton, you'll be good.
Bang. Naz is coming out of the gutter.
That's all from Steel and Naz. Be safe out there, and enjoy. No, we'll be back before Thanksgiving next week. We'll have the Thanksgiving picks. Have a night.